What?
She gonna look like with a chimney on her.
What?
She gonna look like with a chimney on her.
Brent, we're recording.
Oh, shit. Hello, listeners, lovers, and everyone else in between.
Listeners, lovers, late night, undercovers. Plovers.
Yeah, I would go out in a plover costume.
I chased a lot of, in my younger years by plovers on the ground.
They're going to survive World War III because they wear gas masks. They actually look like they have a yellow gas mask on their face.
Oh.
But my question to my listeners, and your listeners too, by the way,
yeah,
is what are you going to look like with a chimney on you?
Okay.
What the fuck does that mean?
Do you guys remember that song? It came on randomly the other day on Spotify, and if you don't remember it... I was just saying to Brent in the kitchen, maybe it's what she's going to look like with a chimney on her is a reference to she's a hoe. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. So what's she going to look like with a chimney on her? Where's the chimney coming out of, though, do you reckon? Like, is this poor girl going to be walking around bow-legged with a chimney scraping between her legs for the rest of the
time? Maybe she's got a thing for Santa.
He can come down her chimney.
I used to make a really bad dad joke about people who were smokers. I'm like, because I used to be very anti-smoking. And
still are.
Still am. And I would be like, well, you weren't born with a fucking chimney on your head. So why are you smoking? You're not meant to smoke.
That's the shittest. That's not even a joke.
Okay, it probably wasn't. It was just something I'm like, well, you weren't born with a chimney on your head, were you, you stupid idiot?
That's, yeah, okay. I'm glad you've noticed that is a shit saying and don't say it anymore. How you been? Tell us all.
Oh, well, other than when I had a chimney on me, I couldn't see where I was going and I fell over a few times. I'm great, thank you for asking. It feels like so much is happening every week lately, and I feel like it's dominating our episodes. We're actually going to make this a 4-hour episode for everyone. So, like, buckle in, go on a road trip, and listen. Actually, on that note, reminds me, I need to follow up with my friend Troy because he recently moved to Melbourne, and I forgot to... So I followed up with him. He was driving from Brisbane to Melbourne, and he stopped somewhere on the mid-coast for overnight, right? Anyway, Campbelltown, I want to say it was, but I could be wrong. And
I wouldn't be stopping there.
Maybe that's where they're going to put the nuclear subs. I can't remember. It was in the news or he stopped there, one or the other. Anyway, he said to me he would listen to our podcast on the way down.
Right.
So I checked in with him on his first night stop. How was your drive? Blah, blah, blah. Did you listen? And he's like, oh, no, I didn't listen. I'm sorry, blah, blah. I'll listen on the way to Melbourne. Well, I haven't asked him.
I bet he hasn't.
He's really not a friend, is he?
Let him go.
Might have to build a wall around Melbourne.
He lives in a different state now.
Mm. Bye-bye, Troy. Bye-bye,
what are you going to look like with a chimney on you, Troy?
Probably warm in winter when he's down in Melbourne.
Too hot in summer, though.
Oh, I know. And he hates the heat.
Mm.
He hates it. But it's been, I was going to launch into the week I've had. I'm going to go rapid fire here, but the highlight of my week, I must say... I mean, yes, as I rub my belly, I went out on the weekend, picked up my Click and Collect on Sunday, got myself an original Breville Jaffel Maker, 1974. It's on sale, of course.
Really?
And yes, I have made Jaffels. Thank you for asking.
And leading on from last week, because you don't buy me a drink, I'm sure you haven't made me a Jaffel.
No, but I think every time I have people over for some sort of like drinks and stuff... Let's make fucking Jaffels.
Jaffel party.
It's actually like the best idea.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I made them with the vegan non-meatballs that come from a tin with some cheese and stuff. And that was delicious. And it's heaven. And I feel like I'm going to eat more bread than I should, but amazing. But speaking of bread, I also had an incident. Yes, I had an incident with bread. Not entirely bread, but bread was in between.
Bread's incident.
Maybe bread was either side. You know, rush down on a Monday or Tuesday to get my lunch with my second coffee for the day. I order my salad sandwich. I've got my same ticket written up. I just recycle it every time. And I go up to my desk and I open it up and chicken falls out. They put chicken on my salad sandwich.
That's a sign from God saying, eat it. Because it's good for you and it's delicious.
Can I say I was at a crossroads, not in terms of eating it, but in terms of I don't want to eat it. I have no interest in eating it. I'm not going to eat it. But if I take it back there, it's just going to be thrown out and the animals died for nothing. So I was very conflicted. But it had no other option, so I just took it down there. They were apologetic. They remade it. I don't know what they did with the old sandwich. Everyone at work's trying to go. They'll just eat it themselves.
Yeah, I would.
And I'm like, maybe? But it doesn't matter. They offered me a free coffee, so I feel like that chicken died for my free coffee.
That's the best, though. I worked in, like, hospitality for a year once, and yeah. I worked for Starbucks, and shittest job ever. But oh, I used to love when a carrot cake would accidentally fall on the floor.
And you'll be like, oh, Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, get in my mouth. Carrot cake. I sucked it straight up with my chimney and off I went.
And what's she going to look like with chimney on her?
Round.
Full of carrot cake, yeah. So I had that incident occur, but the food journey didn't end there. So I also recently went to a forum at the Wickham, which was actually around the religious discrimination bill. And I will say it was a political theme, of course. But I will say that there was one particular person that was completely absent, and I have no shame in saying this, and yes, this is getting political, and I'm a political guy, but our federal member, Trevor Evans, who is a gay man, was of course not there because he said nothing about the religious discrimination bill. He's not sticking up for us. When it comes time to fucking vote in this fucking town, don't support him because he is nothing but a power hungry guy who is not even fucking trying to stick up for anything that means anything to most of us and our listeners. So fuck him. But the biggest problem with that night was went up there. They have a deal at the bar. Burger. Fries, beer, $22, Monday, Tuesday only. I'm like, done, done, done. I'm ordering for two people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, yep, I'll have that one. My burger, vegan, thank you, with the beer, no worries. For the other one, though, can I get a non-alcoholic beer? Oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, I'm sorry. So you can't do a deal with a non-alcoholic beer, so I have to have alcohol for the other one. And she was just like, completely didn't know what to do. Anyway, they had an issue with the FPOS machine, so I waltzed on down the other side of the bar to pay down there. But bless her cotton socks, she made it happen.
Oh, good.
She said it took ages, and there's a big queue, but she's like, I'm so sorry, we're working on it, I need the whole register and system to be set up for it, and it's just not, but I'm, you know, putting it through. And she was so apologetic and just so wonderful about it all. I felt like I was a real asshole. For being like blunty and snappy about it.
No.
I know.
I've got an asshole story after you.
I actually felt apologetic. I didn't say sorry, but I was really appreciative that it was this like lovely girl who did everything she can and she made it happen. And I just want to shout out to her. I don't know what her name was at the Wickham Hotel, but good on you, Dahl. You did a good job. And thank you for the Wickham for hosting an event that was supportive of the LGBT community. Against the religious discrimination bill. So kudos to you.
Well done. I had a real issue with people in either hospitality or the retail sector that don't do their job well. I've got a real issue with that because I used to work in retail. Like my first job ever was in retail.
Right.
Out of high school, I went straight into a retail job. Yes. And it really forced me to interact with people. And I don't know whether you'll believe this or not, but I was actually a very shy person. I was so shy. I would get... We were speaking about sweaty palms earlier in the evening, offline. I would get so anxious about having to talk to people that I didn't know. Yeah. My hands would just drip with sweat.
Wow.
And working in retail really brought me out of my shell.
Yes.
And now I can talk to anyone. They were the real defining years of boosting my confidence to talk to anyone and everyone.
Yes.
Because now I don't really care who it is. I'll just talk to them. But I have an issue with people that work in retail that aren't helpful or friendly or just don't do their job well. So I went on the weekend to a homeware store because I wanted to buy some new homewares and check their stuff out. And I had my mum with me. And my mum found a coffee table that she liked, so she wanted to buy that. And there was a lovely lady working the floor who said, I'll put the coffee table up at the register. You just let them know it's yours, blah, blah, blah. This homeware store was so popular. We probably shopped for 20 minutes. It took us almost an hour to get through the checkout.
Oh, my gosh.
And they had one register and two girls working the one register.
Peruntrue?
No, very young girls. Like, they would have been no older than 20. but totally immature, were playing around dancing with each other, umming and ahhing about everything, and just really pissing me off as I'm standing in line for an hour. And my mum walks with a cane, like a what are those things called?
Like a walk, like a little walking stick.
Just a walking stick.
Yeah, right.
So, like, she's got bad knees. So I was mindful of she's standing for an hour, her knees are getting painful.
Yeah.
I did tell her to go and sit down, but there wasn't really anywhere to sit. Anyway, so we finally got to the counter and I had some big vases that I was buying and I was very snappy to the two girls behind the counter. First of all, she said to me,
"Venom."
Well, she didn't even have a bag to put my stuff in. And I said, "Where can I put this stuff?" And she grabbed a box out and then she just started throwing it into the box. And she said, "Oh, you're all right if everything goes in one box." And I said, "Well, as long as it's not broken, because these are ceramic. They're those new black things right there that I bought behind you."
Well, they are black things. I don't know what they are. They're like they are big black and ginger
jars.
Things.
You know, like the ginger jars that are blue and white porcelain normally? But these are exactly the same, but they're black.
They're nice.
So they're a bit of a modern take on a ginger jar. And so I was a bit pissed off about the fact that she was just throwing them into the box. And then I said to her, "I've also got that coffee table I need to pay for too. It's for my mum." And she took payment and basically just looked at me. And I said to her, "Listen, you're going to have to walk that coffee table out to the car. I've got a handful of box." And she said, "Oh, well, you can back your car up to the loading dock." I was fuming and I'm like, "No, that's not going to happen. I'm not going out to my car and backing it up to a loading dock. You're going to walk it out to my car right now." And she did, and she had to stop serving, which there was still like a mile of people long. And I made her walk it out to my car. I just have a real issue about it, and I'm really lovely to people in retail and hospitality until you piss me off. Like the other night when we went for dinner at that Italian place, and I asked for a salad, but yes. I wanted chicken in it. And they bought me a salad with a side of cut up chicken. And I sent it back saying
in a tiny bowl where you couldn't even mix it anywhere. That's throwing it around the whole restaurant.
That's right. And I said to the lady, "I'm going to send this back because I don't want to have to construct my own meal while sitting at a dinner table. Like, don't fuck me off. I'm a paying. I'm a paying prostitute.
With a chimney on her.
I'm a paying customer.
Probably chicken and salad all over her too, when she throws it all around the restaurant.
Yeah, and spat in it probably.
But." That particular circumstance went wrong for you because you failed to order the wood-fired pizza bowl, the edible bowl that the rest of us had our pasta in. Oh, it was so Moorish.
I wanted it so bad, but I'm on a diet.
It's the first time I've been to a restaurant in ages where I couldn't actually fit in dessert. I mean,
you couldn't fit in your pants either by the end of the night.
Was that the night someone popped their button?
No.
Where was I? I was out somewhere recently, someone was eating and they popped a button. Could have been a dream, could have been a TV show, could have been fact. Can't remember.
We're going to be popping buttons in a week's time when we're down in Byron Bay.
Button pop.
Be my bottle, button oh,
bottle
pop.
The bottle pop is the Pussycat Dolls song. Be my bottle
pop, tasty.
Your button pop at the restaurant.
I'm just taking elasticated pants. Actually, I'm not.
I'm just going to wear a chimney there too, actually.
Yeah. Well, actually, funny that, because Brent and I are going to Byron Bay, and we're actually having to take two cars because of my luggage
problem.
Yeah, I have an issue.
At least you admit it was a problem for once.
It is. I don't travel one is
shoes only.
Well, suitcase.
Yeah, because you got a lot of like heels. One suitcase would have to be just shoes, though. Just about.
I'm imagining it's going to be a suitcase for shoes.
Yeah.
A suitcase for day wear.
Yeah.
A suitcase for evening wear.
Yeah.
And then probably a suitcase just for accessories like
hairbands.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say wigs, bangles? Hair straighteners, makeup,
brooches,
jewelry. Yeah.
Anklets.
So I'll see you in Byron Bay.
What about those chains that people used to wear in the 90s around their like their hips?
No.
That Janet Jackson had in the video for a game where the guy put his hand down a pants.
I've still got all those chains. And pulled it
air. Let's put them on.
They're in my storage unit.
Well, might wear them on casual Friday and jiggle my way through the day.
Yeah, yeah.
So, moving on to other things. I thought that we can do a bit of a bucket list checklist, if you will.
Yes.
So, this year we're turning 38.
Oh, you are.
You're allowed to be a little bit in denial. I'm not going to take that away from you. But nevertheless, I came across a website ages ago that I've retained. And it's basically a checklist for gays of things you need to do by the time you're 30. So okay. I thought we'd have a bit of a game.
Let's do it.
What have we actually done? Or what the hell's still on the bucket list? So let me bring it up.
Get it up. And
let's see what we've got. All right. Okay. We'll see how many we can get through.
So what are you going to do? You're going to read the item out and then we'll both answer whether we've done it or not.
Okay.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
I think we start there, and if there's any story to tell, maybe we share it. Maybe it would be behind a paywall.
Story to tell. It's like the Doorframe song. Anyway, moving on. Keep going.
It is. All right. Number 30. So please play along at home or in the car. If you haven't done these things, you'll have to re-listen and rate us in order to, get shit done. Get your act together already.
Let's make it a game. If you haven't done one of these things, have a shot. Not while you're driving.
We should record this on a Saturday.
No, they can listen on a
next
Saturday.
Next time, gadget. Actually, that would actually still be a great drinking game.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
We should
let's
do that
do
anyway.
It. Let's do it.
All right, number 30. Make friends with someone you haven't slept with.
Yes.
Now or by... So is that a thing that you can say now? Because I can say the same thing now, but when you were... Actually, no, I did have friends I hadn't slept with when I was 30.
Oh, when you... So we're saying when you were 30.
No, let's do it now, for us now. Okay. Have we done it?
Yeah, of course.
But I'm also thinking of, did I do that by the time I was 30? And I actually did.
Yeah.
It took a while, but I did get there. Yeah. Get over the ex who hurt you.
Which one?
I think I inflicted all the damage.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, no. I got revenge. So I feel like I did. That was my way of getting over.
I'd say yes to both.
Watch the movie Showgirls. I've never seen it.
I've never seen it.
Is that the same as Dreamgirls? Or Showgirls, that striptease movie? That
was Demi
Moore.
That
was striptease.
Oh.
Was it?
No, I've never seen it.
Add that to your binge list. Yeah. Maybe we'll commit to doing that before we're 40.
Showgirls.
Clear.
What's this? You're laughing.
Clear out your closet. I mean, metaphorically, or like clear myself out.
I have cleared out my closet, usually to. I'm gonna say no.
What about when you were going through and you were categorizing stuff or cataloging stuff? Sorry.
Well, that wasn't clearing it out. That
you
was
threw
just
it back in,
taking
didn't you?
It out and putting it back.
Threw it back in and jammed those doors shut.
I'm gonna say no.
I've moved a fair few times over the last few years, but I don't think I've actually thrown shit out, so I'm going to say no as well.
Do you know what? And everything old is new again.
Well, look, let me read the description of that one. Turning 30 is a great time to purge your wardrobe. That's a stretch. Put it in storage. Kiss the jeans you wore in college goodbye. I don't agree. If they still fit, fucking own them. Not just because they no longer fit. They should. If they don't, you've got problems. Get help. But because nobody wears True Religions anymore. Okay, this is definitely not an Aussie article.
That's an American
article.
Website, by the same
The way. Graphic tees also need to go, and if the words Abercrombie and Fitch or American Eagle appear anywhere on an item, please see it is swiftly discarded, unless you can find a way to wear them with a certain irony.
Okay, moving on, next one.
Evaluate your safe sex practices.
Well, I just don't have it, and that's pretty fucking safe.
What,
to
safe
me.
Sex?
Sex at all? No. I've always been I've always evaluated on. It's a case by case scenario. It's a case by case scenario.
Every positive case comes with an antibiotic distribution.
Oh,
she's blushing.
You can't say that.
I think the purpose of this one is around going. Are you being more mature about that? Are you, you know, getting appropriate testing and screening? Are you on any, you know, prep and things like that? So I think that's the purpose of that one.
Okay.
Maybe these aren't as exciting as I thought they would be. Oh, okay. I know you are a no for this one, but let's go anyway. Quit smoking, like, for real this time.
That's very rude because every time I light up, you're right beside me having a puff.
Can I just say I never used to have... I never had puffs until I was in my 30s.
Yeah, okay. Let's go on to the next one.
Okay, let's deny that one. Number 24. Learn how to hold your alcohol.
Yeah, I hold it really well.
It gets harder.
No, because I think as you get older, you learn what alcohol doesn't agree with you. Mm. Like, I was having this conversation just today, actually. Red wine makes me angry.
But you're always angry. You must be on the red wine quite often.
I am not. Don't ever say that about me. Mr.
Aggressive. Have some more red wine. Calm down.
Gin makes me depressed for days. And really? rum gets me...
ready to get up the bum? Rum for up the bum?
A little bit.
Oh, rum makes him randy.
Yeah, moving on.
His birthday's soon, everyone. Buy him a bottle.
No.
Might get lucky. Do you know what it says at the end of this little thing? It says, helpful hint. No more than one beverage every 2 hours, alternating with a tall glass of water. This is like, are you dying when you turn 30?
That means that you've just got to alternate with me every hour because I've been referred to as a tall glass of water.
This is... Oh.
A long, tall glass of water.
You're very wet. Okay. this is not a bucket list item. I'm sorry, no. But...
Oh, a bucket list item. Let's reduce our alcohol.
No, fuck that.
It doesn't
sorry.
Say how to reduce it. It means, like, how to hold
it. Helpful hint. Have some water.
Well, it's about being
responsible. One drink every 2 hours.
It's about being responsible.
No one's driving. It's fine. Okay, number 23.
God, are we only 7 down?
Stop drunk texting your fuck buddies.
I don't.
You just text them when you're sober.
No, I don't.
You text them and go, fuck off.
Yeah, no, I've never done that.
No, I don't think I've really had a fuck buddy anyway, so...
No.
This is really not bucket list. This is like... Fucking, like... I don't know.
This is...
Okay, this is a bucket list item. And I actually don't know if you've done this, but I certainly have twice.
Tell me.
See Cher in concert.
I've seen her once.
Have you?
Yeah, I got, like, really good tickets last time she came to Brisbane.
Oh, when she just brought out her Dancing Queen album?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and it was a last-minute ticket website, and I got on, and I think we paid, like, $50 to $70 a ticket, and the person that I stood next to was very cranky because she'd paid like $600 for her ticket.
Mm.
I had a great, great seat. Yes.
I felt that way at Madonna, actually. I paid $1,200 for the Heart stage ticket at the Rebel Heart tour through her fan club and blah, blah, blah. And yet I was still quite like a good 10 seats away from the stage for people who had just bought a normal ticket.
Yeah.
That was just not fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, I actually saw her 3 times. I also saw her at Mardi Gras. Not Madonna, Cher.
Cher.
When
she walked into the crowd.
Amazing. No, she didn't walk into the crowd at Mardi Gras.
Yeah, she was at Mardi Gras 1 year and she just popped up in the crowd.
Oh, no, at the parade. Yes, I'm talking the after party.
Okay, what's
the
next
one? I was having parade drinks when she was doing that. Okay, this is also a no for you.
Oh.
Cut the drama.
You're such a bitch.
I'm going to read this one. Life doesn't have to be one big soap opera. The guy with the film crew in the back of the car. Learn how to pick and choose your battles. Take offense at every little thing or demanding political correctness from everyone at all times is not only futile, but it will give you wrinkles, and especially if you don't have Botox, and turn your hair grey, which are both real threats now that you're halfway up the hill.
I don't think I do. I think in my younger years, and definitely in my 20s, I was... probably more drama driven. I don't think I do that anymore. I have a very simple life.
This episode is going to be called Cut the Drama.
Yeah, right. Okay, moving on.
Number 20. Oh, you have done this, but I...
Pre-answering all my bloody things.
I'm so like...
Do you know what? I'm going to go have a shower. Brent's going to just answer these for me.
Well, your shower leaks every 5 minutes anyway. Number 20. Date an older guy.
Yeah, I prefer older men.
I know.
Not fossil, but I prefer, like, my age plus 10 years. That's my bandwidth.
I don't think I've ever dated anyone older, more than, like, say, 18 months or 2 years older before. And by older, we mean at least a decade or two. Fuck.
Oh, can I tell you something?
Tell everyone.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
Secret squirrel, don't tell anyone else, please.
There was someone who I was having a rendezvous with for quite a while, but it was
rendezvous.
No, it was, we'd just get together every now and then and, like, have fun.
Would you text him while you're drunk?
I didn't have his number. It was through an app. And I actually didn't know his name, and I still don't.
Augustarchus.
I know where he lives, but yeah, he
and
was...
And you know my photo from when I was like 17.
He was older, and I thought he was about 45, extremely fit and very good looking. And this is only a couple of years ago.
Okay, did he do this? Let him wine and dine you before taking you back to his fabulous penthouse apartment and showing you a thing or five.
No.
Five?
No.
That's a lot to have.
No, it was never a wine and dine situation. Like I said, we didn't even know each other's names. We'd just hook up occasionally. I thought he was about 45, very fit and good looking.
It does say intergenerational sex can be totally hot.
Yeah, I thought he was 45.
Thought?
67.
Get out.
Yeah.
How old were you at the time?
I was only like 2 years ago.
2 years?
I was like mid-30s. Early 30s.
So he was like double your age.
Yeah, I know. I was so shocked because as I left his house one night, he had personalised plates and I had the year on it. And I said to him one time, I said, what is that reference?
How did it wasn't his age at that point in time?
Huh?
How did it know it wasn't his age?
Well, I said to him next time I saw him, what is your personalised plates reference? And he said, the year I was born. Horrified.
Say 1945. I remember the Great War.
1845.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It ends with, not to mention the good karma may benefit you when you reach your, is it dotage? Dotage? I don't even know what that
dotage
means. Yeah, that's not how it's spelled. That's 10. I think we should tie a few more over for a few more episodes.
Well, let's do...
I'm going to say that was not much of a bucket list, though. It's like three items were a bucket list. The rest were like, oh no, you're getting older now. This is a lecture.
I feel like some nasty old queen that has no social life wrote that.
We probably should rewrite our own.
It's probably a friend of ours.
Oh, no, but had the American references.
Yeah. Yeah, we should. Hey, you know what? We're going to write our own bucket list items.
What would you put on?
Yeah. What do you guys think should be on our bucket list items to do before we turn 40?
Number one.
Right.
Put a fucking chimney on ourselves without a fucking doubt.
What?
She got a look like with it on. Ridiculous. That's what she'll look like.
I don't know. What do you reckon? I think we should write our own bucket list items. We'll definitely cover a few more items in the next episode.
We will.
But bucket list items.
Things that we should do by the time, as a gay Australian, gay Queenslander, gay Brisbaneite, gay man in this universe.
Does it have to be gay? Like, can't it just be like
a general bucket list?
Person?
I'm going to run through a meadow and butterflies come out and lay their eggs all over me.
Do you know what I think one should be?
What?
I think, obviously, we're going to have to say bucket list items before 40 because we're almost 40. One thing that I think everyone should do by the time they're 40 is love themselves for exactly who they are.
So deep.
It is deep.
How
but
deep?
I mean it. About 8.5 inches.
I was going to say 9.
No, but I mean it. Don't you think by 40 you should be pretty accepting of yourself and not beat yourself up so much?
I think, I mean, everyone goes through those. We kind of touched on this a few episodes ago, I think. But everyone reaches that point at different stages, but I think for most people, your 30s are really spent finally realizing who you are, what matters to you, and what you want in life. And so I would, yeah, I agree. I think by the time you are about to cross over into your 40s...
Cross over.
To whatever the hell that means. Yeah, I think that is something that should be on your bucket list.
And self-acceptance.
And if you're not there, we give advice. We've said this before. We can talk to you and give it to you over a public forum.
Yeah, or you can DM us, you can message us.
DP us as well, if you wish.
No, thanks. I'll just take the DM. You can take the DP.
Oh, okay.
That was on my bucket list to give up in my 20s.
DPing. If you're not sure what that means, do not look it up on Google.
Especially not at work. But on your phone, not on your work computer.
Or your work phone.
Yes.
I think that's my life advice. Don't Google DP.
No, Google it. Just do it in your own private, personal... Yeah.
Yeah.
There's variations of DP, though.
Well, let's have a think. Let's reflect on this and let's really redefine what a bucket list should be by the time we're 40 for our next episode.
Okay.
And let's... let's explore it. Let's see what we come up with. And maybe there's things I've done that you haven't and vice versa.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you some homework. I want 15 items by this time next week when we record again.
I will not yell at my teacher in class. I will not yell at my teacher in class.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I feel like I need to do.
All right. On that
I
note,
can't wait to do that with you.
Same. Ditto. Okay, I'm going. I'm tired.
Well, I'm not.
Well, you can sit here and keep recording. But all right. I'm out. It's been lovely talking to you all. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.